It's Wednesday, October 30, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbian. Parliamentarians expressed disappointment over lawmakers' failure to attend the midterm budget review, which has been postponed once more. Finance Minister Ipumbu Shimi stated that while the budget allocations will remain the same, resources will be reallocated to ministries with urgent needs. Here's LPM Slifalasa Simata.
So it's quite important that Parliament still functions regardless of the period in time that we're in. These campaigns and so forth, that there should still be representation to a certain degree in Parliament and so forth. If every party ensures that they at least have 50% of their representation, or at least the larger parties.
Also weighing in is the Popular Democratic Movement's Maniel Ngaringombe.
The chief whips can call their members that are out in the regions campaigning and so forth. And then they must agree on a timeline, says, are they taking how many days, I don't know, to come and look at the midterm review.
Political analyst Erica Thomas underscored the importance of accountability amongst institutions within the government, particularly the Ministry of Information and Communication Technology. She argues that fostering a culture of mutual accountability can significantly enhance the performance and effectiveness of these institutions.
There will be also better services, because when you are actually holding each other accountable and checking each other, it's actually will enhance productivity of both institutions.
To South Africa now, where the ANC has announced the upcoming January 8 rally will take place in Cape Town. The event marks the party's celebration of its founding and will serve as an opportunity to mobilize support and engage with members of the public. The party's spokesperson Fikile Mbalula told the media that the party is expected to highlight its goals and achievements during the rally, further solidifying its presence in the region.
Preparations are well underway. Additionally, the ANC acknowledged that preparations for the 2025 National General Council will be a key highlight in the organization's work, driving renewed focus on accelerating service delivery, particularly in areas such as water, roads, and sanitation, remains the top priority.
Still with Southern Africa, Botswana is set to vote today in an election that will decide if President Mokgweetsi Masisi can secure a second term amid economic challenges linked to declining diamond demand, according to Reuters. The Botswana Democratic Party, in power since 1966, remains the frontrunner despite facing a drop in popularity, as voters will elect a national assembly with the largest party responsible for selecting the president. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver her closing argument to voters in a major speech in the heart of the nation's capital. She'll speak at the Ellipse, a site next to the White House, where the then-President Donald Trump addressed a mob of his supporters before they launched a deadly riot on Congress in an attempt to overturn the outcome of the last election. Benji Hayer has this preview of the upcoming event.
A week to go until polls close, and this is Kamala Harris's chance to offer her final pitch to America, framing Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend her speech, focused on a future of freedom and hope, themes central to her campaign. This is about symbolism as much as substance. The location, the timing, all intentional, sending a message that draws a stark contrast between the vice president and the former president, who remain deadlocked in the race for the Oval Office. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.